Let's get started with Gene. First off, I'm going to go to my start menu. I'm going to find TechSmith, and that is the program that is associated with Gene. And then I'll find Gene Project, click on it, and I'm off and running. Keep in mind that when you click on this, you'll be asked to fill in your information from the proxy just like you do to log into the internet. After that, you will notice that it'll disappear for a moment, and then all of a sudden it'll throw the sun somewhere on your desktop. Generally for me, it's up at the very top center of my screen. It's a half circle in yellow. Now, when you get into it, what you do is you just take your mouse and you highlight. You don't click anything, but you highlight the sun, and three options will pop up. And on the left side, it'll have a plus sign. And you click on that, and if you notice, if you highlight it, it'll say the word capture. So you click on that plus sign, and then what you're going to do is you're going to click in the area of where you want to capture, because it will darken your screen. And after you click that area, you need to click and hold. You don't click and click off, but you need to click and hold and drag your mouse to where the area that you need to capture. Now, keep in mind that if it's just a picture, you won't capture near as much, but if it is kind of like the entire screen for Active Studio or REM Easy Teach, then you might want to capture the whole screen. So place it where you want all the viewers to see it. Then after that, you are good to go. You do it at the very bottom, you'll notice that you can either capture that image on the bottom left or right beside it. It'll look like an old film strip. You can click it to video. You can video up to 5 minutes, and when you are finished with either capturing the image or videoing, then you can click save at the bottom. Now, it's got another option where you can actually upload this to the web. They give you 2 gig of space to upload to the cloud. That is an option. If you have any questions about that, I'll be glad to answer that for you. But Gene is really easy for screen capture. I absolutely love it. And it's really simple to use, and it will save videos as an SWF file, a flash file, and that can be easily uploaded into our eSchoolView website. So keep that in mind and use it for things to capture for your students. Could be a lesson for a student with Active Studio because he or she was absent, or it could be a review video that you create. You can do a video with or without audio, so it doesn't matter. So if you want to just show the steps to creating a factor tree, that's fine, or whatever. So this is a tutorial on how to use Gene to capture the screen in video format or in a picture format. Thank you.